Hi, I'm Pastor Landis Fisher of Straight Gate Ministries of St. Louis, Missouri, teacher on Teaching Bible Radio. I was just thinking how great it is that God loves us and has provided a way for sinners like me and like yourself to be declared clean in His sight, and was thinking about some of the profound things that were said by the prophets. For example, Isaiah 55 and 6. The prophet says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Interesting thing is, since God's thinking is on such a higher level from where you and I think, that it's a wonderful thing that God has made His word plain so that you and I can get an understanding of the divine thoughts that the Lord has sent down in His word. And so today we're going to talk about what happens when our ideas clash with those of the Most High God. And that's a common thing, considering that His thoughts are higher than our thoughts and His ways than our ways. So today, listen in to Teaching Bible Radio, this edition, and we're going to talk about that subject of what happens when we have a clash of ideas with the Most High God, and how we can obtain victory even in the clash of ideas. And we'll tell you more of how you can support Teaching Bible Radio as we try to bring these messages to you and in the prisons and shelters in America. Here's an excerpt from our lesson today.
Your people want to adjust the church to match up with the populace, what they say, because it's so prevalent now, because media has scattered it all over the world and made it common. Something that should be and has been for years disgraceful and shameful has now been made common. So since it's common, we just want to adjust the church now to fit up with this particular thing, rather than telling people what thus saith the Lord, rather than telling them what they can do to be free from the sin. You see that? And there have been countless thousands. It's not a new thing. It was going on in the Bible days.
Teaching Bible Radio. Welcome to Teaching Bible Radio, the radio ministry of Straight Gate Ministries, St. Louis, Missouri, featuring pastor-teacher Landis Fisher, exploring your world through the Word of God. Let's join our teacher for another thought-provoking adventure from the Bible, which is available in its entirety online at teachingbible.org. Here's our teacher, Pastor Fisher.
Lift out the issues that you know are true in your situation. Lift them up to God in prayer. Ask God to help you. You know what He said? That if we ask, that we shall receive. If we seek, we shall find. If we knock, it shall be opened for us. He promises that I will respond to your prayer. Peter said, cast all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. So we need to learn to cultivate prayer. That will give us strength and victory to when a clash of ideas comes in our mind, whether it's from the church, from within ourselves, or from outside, from people who don't know the Lord and are just in the world, living in the world. And so we have to be very careful. So one of the things we can do, and I wanted to say that, is to pray. The second thing is to make ourselves accountable to other members in the church. And they can also pray and ask them to intercede and pray and check in with us on these type of things if we have any such thing. And don't be fooled or deceived by political pressure or by any kind of social pressure at all, because that's some of the devices that the devil uses is pride. He thinks that people don't want to be exposed in some of these things, and which is true. And so he can use that to shelter you into a problem where you are stuck in it because you don't want to be have this thing exposed, whatever it is. And so don't allow the devil to do you that way. So ever since Adam's fall, our senses have been tainted, as I mentioned before, with sin, and there has always been a tendency for fallen men to deviate further away from true righteousness and equity toward God and among men. That's the way it goes. We saw that in the first part of the Bible. In the first six chapters of Genesis, man went all the way from being in perfect fellowship with God to being past fixing. And God said, I'll have to wipe the whole thing out and start over. Remember that in the days of Noah? And there was total and radical destruction upon the earth, which God promised He would never do again. But shortly after that, just a few chapters further in the Genesis, by chapter 11, man is crumbled into pieces again. They were all together in one place on one accord in the plain of Shinar, and they built a tower to worship the host of heaven, and they all spoke the same language. So God used language, distance, and the barrier of language and distance to separate man and slow down the progress of sin in Genesis 11. Only a few chapters after that. Can you see how quickly that happened? And so the language barrier has worked pretty well. That has now lasted for 2,000 years. More than that, really, before. That would have been B.C., before Christ, and that time would have probably been about, we could say, about 4,000 years from the Tower of Babel up until about now, because there was about 2,000 years before, say, between the time of Abraham and the time of Christ. So it was over 2,000 years. So let's say that barrier of language has lasted a long time, and that barrier is getting thinner. Have you noticed that? In our time, the language barrier is breaking down, and people are communicating again pretty much like they were. The computer is one device that has made that very much possible in our time. So there's more communication going on, and we have a global network assembling itself again just like it was. But it took all this time for that barrier that God placed to prevent the progress of sin to come back together. And it's slowly coming back together now in the time in which you and I live. And so we have to be aware of this. So man tends to deviate further and further away from righteousness and equity toward God and among men, and even perhaps especially within religious circles, which constitutes the reason, well, for men, that what the reason why they create rituals, ceremonies, rites, and creeds, and such things in order to accommodate their own sins and rationalize the consensus of the populace. See, in other words, if it's very popular in a culture like it is now in our culture, for example, the homosexual thing is so open and flagrant now that it's popular in the culture, people want to adjust the church to match up with the populace, what they say, because it's so prevalent now, because media has scattered it all over the world and made it common. Something that should be and has been for years disgraceful and shameful has now been made common. So since it's common, we just want to adjust the church now to fit up with this particular thing, rather than telling people what thus saith the Lord, rather than telling them what they can do to be free from the sin. You see that? And there have been countless thousands. It's not a new thing. It was going on in the Bible days. Paul said there were folks in Corinth who used to be homosexuals and had given it up because they got saved and started to walk with Christ. It's in the Bible, nothing new, you see. But now it's just plain and common, and it's being broadcast because of the expedience of communication in our time. And so it's been made to seem normal. People are normalizing sinful lifestyles, and nobody's preaching against it. Not nobody, but a few people are preaching against it. There are very few people who are telling people the path to freedom, which is through faith in Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ can give you freedom from any sin or anything that's...
This message is an excerpt from a teaching that can be downloaded or heard in its entirety online at teachingbible.org. Our messages are made available free of charge, and therefore we need your financial support to maintain our outreach into prisons, shelters, on radio, and online. Please send your donations to Teaching Bible Radio, P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri, 63145, or call us toll-free at 1-877-35-BIBLE. That's 1-877-352-4253, 1-877-352-4253, or donate at our website at teachingbible.org. Please send comments or requests by email to radio@teachingbible.org, and we can receive your emails and we will respond promptly. If you have questions or if you desire a resource, that we might ship it out. And those, of course, those resources are available on CD or cassette tape. And they will
own teaching of the Word of God. They make up creeds and all kinds of things, pretty much like, and some of them are good, some of them are bad, but I'm just saying these are the kind of things that are done. I'm not trying to cast out all creeds and ceremonies, but the true essence of Christian, the Christian gospel, is faith in the Son of God. in the filling of the Holy Spirit. Nothing can replace that. There is no creed, no ceremony, no ritual that can replace what God does in your heart through a personal relationship with him and his son. See that? Nothing, absolutely nothing. Study and meditation in the law of the Lord and in the word of God will do more for you than any ceremony or any ritual. I can't sprinkle you with enough holy water to do anything for you, to help you like it would be if you meditate in the law of the Lord day and night. Cast your burdens upon the Lord. Fast and pray and seek his face. See, personal in touch with God. That's the whole thing. And we need that more than we need any of these other things. And so people have created a bunch of stuff. You know what? And people like a show. This is the other side of it. They like to see folks waltzing around and doing all kinds of stuff and say we're doing this for God. Remember Nadab and Abihu that we looked at last week in Leviticus? They had a little show going on. And at that time, God blasted them right out of the temple. You see, set them on fire, and I think that should be a lesson. I believe it's in the word so you and I don't get hung up in it. And so moving along, we see that the church is bending to rationalize itself to the consensus of the populace rather than upholding the righteous standard of God and the word of the grace of God who has provided unmerited salvation to be possessed in all of time, at all times by faith. In the history of the world, God has always made unmerited salvation available from the days of Adam clearly up until right now. At this very moment. So there's no excuse, in other words, for anyone to continue in sin. Like Paul says in Romans 6, shall we continue in sin in order that grace may abound? And he says, God forbid. Of course not, because God sent his son to free us from sin and to set us free into the glorious liberty of the children of God. So we don't have to be enslaved to any form of sin. And so the basis of all righteousness and law, morality and justice, wisdom and understanding proceeds from God. That's where it comes from. The laws that America has and the founding fathers of this country, they knew this. They knew we're all sinners and we better put ourselves in check or else we're not going to do the right thing. And so that's why they were always before the Lord in prayer. That's why I got a book that you should read called America's God and Country that catalogs all the times that the Congress met, how they prayed at every meeting, how they mentioned Jesus Christ in every one of their preambles, how they lifted up the name of God and prayed in every assembly meeting, how all the constitutions and the various documentation of most of the states in the Union are very godly documents. You read them, you'd be blown away for somebody to tell you that these people were not godly people who organized the country. Yes, they were. A democratic society of people who know God is one that sets up of the system so that we can put ourselves in checks. That's why we have checks and balances in the government. They're supposed to work to keep us from passing heinous laws that defy the truth of God. Because righteousness and truth and law and morality and justice and wisdom and understanding proceed from the throne of God, and he has been made, and these things have been made available to those who believe through the Spirit of God and the Word of God. You and I can understand what is right and have a sense of what is really correct and what we should be doing if we rightly divide the Word of truth and understand what the Lord has said. And if we begin to teach that which comes from God and make sure that people understand it, we need to teach it, break it down, and make it plain. This must be the foundation of all principle and the beginning point when analyzing any human situation. We always have to take into account who God is, the fact that God is holy, he is just, he is pure, he wants everything done correctly, but he gives us free choice. And so that's where we have the clash of ideas in our culture and in the church, not only in the culture, but also in the church. So just to close, I want you to see that what I really thought was a blessing about this is the fact that we can have victory. The Lord has promised me and you and everyone who believes in the name of his son victory over all things. No matter what it is, we shall persevere and be victorious. And he put it this way. Now, I'm just going to go to Romans 8 and take a thought here to submit.
Teaching Bible Radio is listener-funded radio. Write us at P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri 63145. Call us toll-free 1-877-35-BIBLE. That's 1-877-352-4253. Or visit us online at teachingbible.org, a ministry of Straight Gate Ministries, St. Louis, Missouri.